Morning, my name is Dahlia, I'm from Miami. I want to take you back to Israel in 2002. The Second Intifada was in full swing and it really was scary. I remember it well. I was living in Israel at the time and I remember hesitating going to a shopping center with my two young children for fear of being blown up. Operation Defensive Shield was launched by the IDF and the reservists were called up. The Federation system, all of you here in this room, did what it does best. Launched an Israel emergency campaign and raised millions of dollars to provide medical services and trauma relief. A group of women in the Miami community who really approached the Federation and were insistent that we take some of these emergency funds and provide them for services for women and children who in ordinary times are extremely vulnerable and in times of war are even more at risk. In the inaugural year of 2002 of our Women's Amutot Initiative, Amutot means nonprofits in Hebrew, the Miami Federation allocated $200,000 to help women and children in the areas of economic empowerment for women and domestic abuse. It did not end with that 1 year of funding. The initiative evolved to include the goal of creating social change in Israel that would be lasting and have an impact. Over the past 12 years, we have allocated $3 million for issues of economic empowerment for women, social empowerment for women, protecting women against violence, and leadership development for women. The initiative was adopted as part of our Israel and Overseas agenda and funded out of our annual campaign. The face of marginalized women in Israel include Ethiopian Israelis, Druze, Bedouin, Haredi, Orthodox women, and other sectors of Israeli society. These are the primary groups of women that we're trying to help. You may be familiar with Jewish women's funds and foundations in your own community. They all do wonderful work, and many support the same issues that we do. In fact, we're collaborating with 16 other Jewish women's funds and foundations, funding a partnership, a new partnership in Israel called Shutafot. And this really highlights the collective voices of women. Yet we're the only federation to fund this kind of initiative through our annual campaign. And women are excited, they're engaged, they want to join the committee. They take regular study trips to Israel, they've increased their annual campaign giving, and they're even providing supplemental support for the work of this initiative. How do we know that we're making a difference and having an impact? By looking at the organizations that we're supporting and seeing the results of the work that they're doing, whether it's helping to change laws, providing microloans to women, or helping women enter politics. And I'm going to give you two examples of how our support is really making a difference in changing society. A few years ago, Yadanu, a young Ethiopian Israeli woman, tried to board an Egged bus. The bus driver cursed her out, called her dirty. She was humiliated. She turned to an organization called Tebeka, which provides free legal services for Ethiopians, many of whom are women that face discrimination in the workplace. Tebeka sued Egged and the bus driver, and they won. Another example of how our support is making a difference. A few years ago, if a woman was a victim of sexual assault, there was only one center in Israel that provided a forensic rape exam. This hospital was located in Holon, which is near Tel Aviv. And if a woman lived in southern Israel, she would have to travel for hours to get there and get back home. And most likely she would do nothing and no justice would be served. Fast forward to today. Thanks to the work of the Association of Rape Crisis Centers, which is an umbrella organization of 9 rape crisis centers, there are now 7 sites throughout the country that provide forensic rape exams. This has resulted in an increase of reports filed and legal action taken against the perpetrators. How wonderful to know that we're making a difference. We're engaging a key demographic with Israel and connecting them with our annual campaign. What are the keys to success? Establish a compelling objective. Listen to your constituents. What are they interested in? Engage them. Let them develop the process. Educate them. Take them on study trips. Let them do research and meet with experts in the field. Evaluate the desired impact that you want to have and evolve to meet the changing needs. Unfortunately, there are some alarming statistics in Israel, and change is a process. yet we know the dedicated work of the women in our community and people doing the same kind of work that we're doing, that we can have an impact and can change these situations.